Dictation for Tracy Child, TRACYCHILDS, date of service 2-2-2023, date of accident 5-9-2022. The date of birth is 12-26-1962. Tracy Child is here for a follow-up evaluation. Reportedly, she was T-bone on the driver's side, leading to headaches, dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, and spots in the vision. Currently, she reports that she's suffering from pains in the neck and the right shoulder, right elbow, lower back, to the tune of 8 to 9. ADLs are reported affected 8. She reports that her ankle pain is very minimal, and so is the right elbow pain, to the tune of 1 or 2. And she reports 70% improvement in the pains, and the ADLs that are affected are general activity, mood, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability and relationship with other people is affected 6. System review, patient reports dizziness, vertigo, headache, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, panic, and chronic fatigue in the area of neurology and psych. In pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the neck, right shoulder, lower back, as well as pain in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back. Some pain in the ankle and foot is reported, but it is only 1 or 2. Right elbow pain is also 1 or 2. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. There is a 70% improvement, and she denies any changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is stable. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. And physical examination reveals blood pressure is 132 over 105. Pulse is 79. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be from the previous visit, which is dated 1-6-2023, dictation number 0117-005. Kindly use the same diagnosis. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy, again, at patient's choice, at 2 times per week, with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise. Patient is referred to chiropractic treatment also, and she reports that her pain is not controlled by Tylenol with codeine, which is provided to her via the in-office pharmacy. She has provided Celebrex 15 milligram at night, Celebrex 200 milligram at night, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Essifex for stomach protection was provided, Tylenol number 3 was provided for pain, Elevil 50 milligram at night, Xanax was provided, and Neurontin was provided, 600 twice a day, Furoset for headaches, 1 or 2 6-hour PRN, 60 tablets, and Voltaren gel was provided. However, the patient reported that Tylenol codeine was not helping her pain, so for one last time, she has been provided 5 milligram Narco 325 once a day, PRN basis, 30 tablets. She remains work disabled, and housework replacement and transportation help has been signed. Physical therapy is 2 times per week, focusing on neck and lower back as well as right shoulder. Her meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Patient is found to be in compliance, and there'll be the MRIs that patient has done. Cervical MRI shows that there is an unconvertible joint spurring along with facet arthropathy at C23, C34, C45, and C56, for which injection of the unconvertible joint was provided, was advised as the last choice. A diffuse disc bulge is present at L23, L34, L45, L5, S1, for which patient was advised to consider LESI along with ligament of phloem thickening. Once patient provides consent, these injections will be done. Thank you. Appreciate it.